Yes, sir.
My brother.
Yes, what's going on, brother?
What's cracking, big man, dog?
A lot of stuff been going on.
Man, too much shit.
Man.
Hey, we didn't talk about Team USA last time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Team USA.
Teams came out. Yeah.
Yeah. JT.
Uh-huh. Brian. KD.
KD.
Book.
Book. Steph.
Drew Holiday.
Bam.
Yeah.
AD.
Yeah.
Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Ant-Man.
Can't forget Ant-Man.
Won't forget Ant-Man. Refuse to forget Ant-Man.
Uh-huh.
What did you think of the squad?
Man, we got to win. This should be a stacked team. This will be some competition this year, though.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not going to be easy.
It won't be easy.
Nah.
You know, the Serbians coming.
Yeah.
They coming for it.
Canada look nice.
Yeah. Oh, Canada's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I think we could see Canada in the finals or some shit.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
We just got too much, dog. Right. Listen, let me tell you something. You niggas asked for it.
For real.
What I tell y'all, I told y'all niggas, we don't give a fuck about the World Cup.
Nah.
We don't care about the World Cup.
Nope.
We don't care about what the fuck's going on with that. If it ain't the Olympics, we ain't trying to hear it.
None of that.
Yeah. So.
Y'all asked for it. Like he said, y'all asked for it.
Yeah. Here comes the super team. They about to get it.
For sure.
Hey, just like y'all about to get this episode.
Yes,
episode 53.
We on
Off
the way.
The Bench is back.
Off the bench with Lou, change your plans. Long overdue like a plane that ain't land. Way too advanced, player, they can't stand, player. Shine bright till they blind like Ray-Bans, player.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Don't get no pets, man. Damn. What's up, man? I'm your dog, D. Lou. And to my left.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, JJ.
Y'all know what time it is, man. It's episode 53. I got no title for this shit.
No.
Family Matters.
Yeah.
Euphoria.
We could do anything like that.
Everything
that's popping right now.
5-6 in Chicago.
Right.
That's basics.
Push-ups,
all that shit.
Yeah.
All that shit. Man.
Uh-huh.
How you living, man? You straight?
Man, I'm straight. Watched a lot of good basketball between these last two episodes, 52 and 53.
Brother.
It's been a lot of great basketball going
Brother,
on, dog.
It has been going up.
Yes.
You know what, man? TJ yeah. told me he was disappointed in the playoffs and shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm really not.
I'm not. Either.
And I'm going to say why. This has been the legit passing of the torch. Dog.
Yes.
Changing
literally.
Of the guard, ladies and gentlemen. Probably more so than ever.
Yeah.
We've seen old team. We've seen Steph and them not even make it.
Right.
You've seen teams fall like Phoenix with KD. You've seen right. LeBron them fall.
Right.
Like, we seen the Heat fall.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It is legit passing on the guard. You got Luka emerging. You got Ant emerging. You got Shea emerging.
Correct.
I mean, I could say Jason Tatum emerging, but I don't know. Right. Paolo went on a tear. Donovan Mitchell
was
doing his thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is definitely the young, but what Pat Bev say? Them young motherfuckers coming.
Yeah, they coming for sure.
They come. They here.
I think they already here.
They taking it.
And it's so crazy because before the year started, everybody was like, all these teams is at the top of the West and the East. One more year. They got one more year.
Mm.
They all ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
No. It's crazy.
This is the year.
Yeah, this is
ain't
the
no
year.
One more year.
No,
this is the year.
Yeah, they ahead of the curve.
2024.
Right.
Y'all see me with the Knicks hat on. I'm out here waving down Bruno and this bitch. Let's go, wait. I was in New York game what was that, 5? Game five when they blew it and shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, them New York fans was mad as hell up
man,
in that bar, shit, boy.
Hey, they the funniest. That's like a whole different type of place.
Bro, did you see on Twitter the
everybody
shit with
outside?
The little boy?
Yeah.
He was like, come get these hands, Joel Embiid.
Bro, they crazy out there, dog. It's a different type of atmosphere, man.
This nigga's is nuts. It's like, fuck me. big meal. I was like, what?
He said, we don't eat no Philly cheesesteaks. I was crying, dog. I said, they really be outside, man. That shit don't even be looking real. It look like a different place. New York is bruh, crazy.
Bruh, it's the Twilight Zone, man. Here.
The Knicks Twilight being Zone. Good is great for basketball, always.
Oh, brother.
Always. It's been so long.
Bruh, New York is the mecca
yes.
for basketball, man. Anytime New York is on the map,
yeah.
we up.
Yeah.
It's up.
Yeah.
It's up.
This is the first time, like, man, it's been a minute since I seen New York, like, this passionate and stuff about their team.
Bruh, like, the fans is crazy. Nigga, it's people that I know that don't even watch basketball. Like, right. like, I'm fucking with the Knicks.
Knicks, right. Yeah.
Y'all fuck with the Knicks. Like, and you know what? It's not like John Starks, Patrick Ewing and shit. Like, the Melo days. Right. It's not like that.
Uh-huh.
It feels different.
Yeah,
like, these motherfuckers right now, like, yeah, y'all niggas like one or two pieces away. Y'all could maybe y'all still learn about this motherfucker.
Man,
like,
and Julius Randle, they ain't on the court.
Man, he ain't even on the court, dog. Bro, like, you got Bruno out there tearing them up. The
carrying.
Leading scorer in the playoffs carrying, right now, dog.
Carrying. He knew his worth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To the perfect place for him.
Yeah, bet on yourself.
Yep.
That's going to say it every time. Bet on yourself.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bet on yourself. Speaking of betting on yourself, man, a lot of season award winners got announced up until this point. We got Nas Reed, What I Tell You.
Yeah, you was right. I was surprised.
Nas Reed.
He went on that little tear when Monk was out, so that I can understand why.
And he showed his worth the other night. Boy, yeah, man. 14 of them joints.
In the fourth quarter?
Yeah,
in the
fourth quarter. Hooping. Let Cat sit on the bench a little while longer because of it. Today, Wimby got announced as Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
So that's I mean, expected.
Right.
Chet had some goal. He was second. That's cool. Brandon Miller was third. I think
all got great futures.
Yeah. Futures bright in the league. Yeah, but Wimby is like a given. Else do we expect?
Right.
His long foot ass.
Yeah.
Steph squeaked out Clutch Player of the Year. Shout out to the boy. Let's go. Yeah.
That's crazy. I ain't gonna lie. That's crazy.
It's crazy. It is crazy.
I was like, man, DeRozan kind of guy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because Steph was leading in the beginning of the year.
Bron.
Yeah.
Bron led the league in fourth quarter points.
Yeah, he had to.
Yeah.
Because they suck. Yeah, same thing. That's why Steph was up there. Literally. Any nigga that got clutch points and scoring that many clutch points because your team suck and you got, like, you can't win no games at the
all
end. All three of them niggas suck. Like, that's why all three of your teams suck.
That's crazy.
Maxi, most improved. Finally. You, Maxi, because last year was supposed
to be. But it was expected. I see a lot of people saying it was expected for. He was an expected all-star this year. How you going to give him most improved? I understand the argument. I understand the Kobe White argument as well. They did. That's what I'm saying.
Most improved last year. And then who was the job the year before? Right.
They was trying to hate.
Yeah. No. Let's not have double standards now, guys. Yeah. Like, you know, like, it's for the last 3 years, it's been given to people that have been on the edge of being superstars. And I said this 2 years ago. I didn't agree with that. Uh-huh. It should go to somebody that, like, it's not expected.
Yeah, like a Lori Markkanen.
Kobe White. Kobe White, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But because of they've changed the narrative for the award.
Right.
Just like MVP.
Yeah.
They've changed the narrative for the award. Correct. So now we following suit.
Right.
So don't be upset.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And then Mark Dagnall, OKC coach of the year.
Yeah.
Expected,
yeah.
Well, Finch could have been up there.
Rest up, Finch.
Yeah, that patella, my
man. Man, that's like, crazy. I never seen that.
Bro.
In my life, dog.
Did you see how he fell?
Yes.
Nigga, he was like,
I knew that shit hurt. He said, oh, fuck. I said, oh, I know that shit. I said, I know he hurt because that's what they say when they be hurt.
Nigga, that was the most Mr. Rogers fall I've ever seen in my life.
It was like slow motion.
Hey, you need to know the Life Alert commercial, nigga.
Yeah. He's talking about falling and I can't get up. They was hurt. I said, bro, I have never seen a coach tear his ACL on the sideline.
Bro, that shit was crazy. Did you see Draymond? That nigga was like, He's like, damn, coach, you got to stay in the game. It's only 1 minute
left. Yeah, I'm like, no. I was like, you tripping, bro. I was like, you a damn lie. If that shit hurt, I'm going back tattoo.
He said you can't lead the bench,
coach.
No. Hey, this nigga's crazy.
I can tell how he grabbed it. It was over with.
Hey,
he had to sit his ass down.
He grabbed that shit and fell so slow backwards. Man, I said, crazy. Oh, yeah, you fucked up. You fucked up, brother. Oh, man. Rest up, Fish. He was on the bench last the other night. Yeah, was. On Sunday.
So. Bad as hell, too.
Yeah.
He was bad.
Yeah. But, man, let's recap the first round, man. Got on the Knicks hat, so it's only fitting that we started with them.
Okay.
This was probably the most entertaining series.
Man.
Definitely, even though it didn't go the distance, but every game was box office.
Yeah, dog fight, man. Yeah,
box office.
Yeah.
We saw Joel put up a 50 ball in one of the games.
Yeah.
He tried, man.
Dog, everything that he was going through in that series, just to play, I respect it.
Yeah,
I don't like the crying he was doing that from the controversial game on game two.
Yeah,
I ain't like how he was crying and all that, and then saying we gonna, I guarantee we gonna win and all that.
We the better team.
Yeah,
you know what though, he didn't stray away from what he's always been an emotional nigga.
Yeah,
he always been an emotional nigga.
Yeah.
Like he always the one to like be crying. Right. Like he just a big emotional nigga.
Yeah.
But shit happens, dog.
It do.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
It's the playoffs. Shit can happen. It's either going to go one way all night.
Yeah.
Or it's not.
Ball don't always bounce the same, man.
It don't. No, it don't. So. It just is what it is.
Yeah. I think we saw that from Philly standpoint, they got to make a move for another wing.
Yeah.
They got to.
Yeah.
Buddy Tobias. Tobias. Buddy Hill tried to redeem himself.
Bro, Buddy Hill needs to. Man.
He tried to redeem himself.
Just hoop in your house, nigga. I know you got a cold ass court in your house. Just hoop in your house.
Man, come on, man.
That shit terrible. That dog. Shit crazy. Stank.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit ass.
Because we thought when he got traded there that it was going to be a big impact.
I'm like, exactly, oh, it's what open they up needed. The flow. Right. Like, we got. But he just I will say this. Uh-huh. It take time for you to find your rhythm with a team, chemistry, all that shit. Like,
yeah.
And B was out. You know what I'm saying? Max got the ball most of the time. He's not a real.
Maxie was out too.
Yeah, he was out too. Yeah. So it's not a lot of driving, dishing going on and shit like that, like setting them up for catch and shoot moments and all that shit. So it's a little hard to get adjusted, but he was ass. Yeah. I was expecting way more.
If
anything's apparent, I ain't putting no smut on Tobias' name at all.
Right.
But all I'm saying is it's over with.
It's over with, bro.
Yeah, what do they call it? The fucking experiment.
Yeah.
The experiment is
he
done.
Robbed him.
Yeah.
He robbed him blind.
Nigga. He shout out to blind. Doc Rivers.
Man,
For supporting Tobias' lineage, nigga.
Nigga, that's crazy. Because
he definitely got him paid.
Yes.
He definitely 180
got mil. And you scored 0 points and took one shot of 10.
Well, we're going to talk about another nigga as we get down the list and make it 150. And then that nigga ass.
Hey, they're going to start reconsidering these contracts now, boy. Hey, y'all messing up y'all buddy, boy.
Seen
that,
and we get into this later. Uh-huh. PG turned down multiple.
It wasn't
under max,
but like little bit under max,
little bit under max contracts.
Yeah, to have this worst series, one of his worst series since the Pacer days.
Yeah,
in the playoffs, crazy.
But what I'm gonna give you max for?
Right, niggas be messing up their money, bro.
I'm gonna give you max for
messing up their money. Yeah. But we spoke on that.
Yeah.
Podcast during the playoffs, mm-hmm, all type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Not really focused.
Yeah,
man.
And we could talk about that.
Yeah, we're gonna talk.
We'll talk about that. But nonetheless, Knicks win a series 4-2.
Uh-huh.
Great games,
man.
Great games. Like I said, I was in New York for the one game when Max hit that three from damn near the logo.
That was crazy.
To go to OT, that shit was nuts.
Score like 13 points in like 20 seconds.
Yeah, he was going wild. Yeah. Like I said, most entertaining series for sure, man. Moving down to Boston and the Heat.
Injury. Yeah.
Listen, they ain't had no smoke for Boston.
They did, not this year.
I was expecting them to, if Jimmy was playing, like, they would
be a little bit different,
fight,
dog.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I still don't believe in these motherfuckers.
Right.
But I'll talk about that when we get to the second round. Focusing on the Heat. Pat Riley, dog.
I think they rubbed him the wrong way this year.
Pause.
Pause that. But I think they did, dog. I ain't never heard him talk like that. Not bro, the public.
Not in the public.
No, not in the public.
No, he say, first of all,
he's calling out everybody.
He say Tyler Hero had too many injuries. He need to make some adjustments.
Yes. He said, no. He said, baby, he's so fragile. I said, hey,
he fragile.
What?
He say he fragile.
I said, whoa.
Hey, what I've been telling you, man. He is. Yeah. Care about nothing about his, Tyler Hero, but his movie. That's it, nigga. And Pat Riley feel the same
way. He do. Because, hey, he said that from the chest. Made sure that everybody understood what he said. Everything. He stood on that.
Bruh, when he said, if you ain't on the court,
you shouldn't be talking.
You should be talking.
You should shut your mouth. That's what he said. You should shut your mouth. I said, y'all better stop playing with Slick Rick. Hey, Slick, boy, Pat.
I want to hear Jimmy say something.
Oh, look, I know that felt some type of way.
Hey, Jimmy. Look. Jimmy Butler get traded. Y'all know why?
Y'all know why?
Y'all know why?
He's like, I'm tired of Pat ass. That's the only reason because.
Bruh. I will give Bam his due credit.
Yeah, dog.
Because he was hooping.
I've been telling you this from last year.
Yeah, he was hooping.
I've been telling you this from last year, man.
He was hooping. Moving on, Cavs and did I feel like I skipped a series?
Oh, the East?
Yeah.
You got Bucks, Pacers.
Oh, Bucks, Pacers.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't put that on there.
Man.
Bucks, Pacers.
It's injuries.
Unfortunate, man. Because when you got a team like the Bucks that has shooting for high hopes like that, man, yeah. you never want injuries to be the reason why.
Yeah.
I do feel bad for Giannis because it's 2 years in a row. Some injury shit done popped up and reasons why you kind of lost the series.
But this should show him, hey, dog, you getting older. It's time to change your game a little bit more.
I was watching Instagram post by the Bucks, right?
Okay.
And he was saying how, you know, he felt like in his mind, he was like, I can get out here and play.
Yeah.
Then he go through his pregame routine. Yeah. And then he go into it, and then he like, no, I can't play.
Yeah.
And then he'd be on the bench, and he'd be like, oh, man, check me in. Like, you know, but he physically can't.
Nah,
And that was the first time in his career that he was like, I just couldn't go play. Yeah. Like, you know, and I didn't like that.
He said he was like 30 to 40% after the series over. He's like, I was never going to play. He's like, I was only about 30 to 40% right.
Yeah, and ain't no way you need to be out there. It's not worth it.
No, not for that type of injury.
Not for that.
No.
And so what he said was, he said, I take very good care of my body.
Yeah.
He was like, you guys might be surprised, like, how well I take care of my body. He said, but I may have to adjust my game.
Yeah.
Exactly what he said.
Exactly.
Oh, man, look, it's only so
much banging down there in the paint, doing, you know, full head of steam, running through the can't do that forever.
And he doesn't have
he's strong, but he don't have that.
He don't have a weight that like LeBron got.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You know, like LeBron got a little weight. Yeah. Like, you know, I feel like Giannis built just a little bit different.
Yeah.
And then LeBron extended his range. More as he got older.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
You saw that when he was young, but his 3-point shot got a lot better as he got older.
Correct.
So if Giannis is not going to be able to stretch the floor and all he's going to be doing is in the paint all the time, that's not going to be a good look for your game long term.
Not at all. Then Dame got hurt.
Yeah.
Same type of injury.
Mm-hmm.
Achilles, like hair, calf. So they just got to get healthy. They need a lot, and I think that the Doc experiment is not it. Not gonna lie.
Man, listen, we said that right from the jump.
I'm not gonna lie.
He's questioning that right from the jump. I think you should have stuck with Adrian Griffin. That's why I say it, bro.
Karma.
It was more to that shit.
Karma, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the first thing I thought was the video of them dancing the game after Adrian Griffin got fired.
He was like, oh,
and I said that this was gonna happen. I was like, they ain't even gonna win the finals. Something gonna happen. Because they out here mocking the coach and dancing and. That's that man's job. That's his livelihood.
Yeah,
and y'all playing and dancing and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
but earlier was all in his face. Like, yeah, coach, like, we fucking with you.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's why I say if something else behind the scenes, something they rubbed him the wrong pause. Something happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, and shit, maybe he called the Nassus trash or some shit. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what they were like, saying. They said he really didn't like the Nassus like that.
No, ain't no shit. I wouldn't like his ass. See, this ass trash. No smut on his name. Yeah. You're in the NBA for a reason.
Right.
What reason it is.
We know.
But, like, my thing is that you should have stuck with Adrian Griffin. It wasn't like he was losing game.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
He had
it was
a
winning coach. He got a better record. Yeah.
Doc had, I think, 500 or a little less under 500 record.
Yeah, he was like 17 and I forgot
like 19
what.
19 or something like that.
Some shit like that.
So,
like, it's like you stick with the winning formula. I don't understand what the problem was.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the problem
was. And, like, they have never really spoke on it, and they probably would never will.
Nah, definitely not.
But, yeah, it just shows you, man, like, grass ain't always green on the other side.
No, and it ain't gonna never be greener with Doc Rivers.
Nah, I'm sorry. Nah, I'm sorry.
That shit cooked.
Everybody's been saying
it. Over with.
All the players say it, too, and I don't understand why they keep, like, I respect Doc. I see what Doc did in the league for a very long time. He's from, you know, the area that I'm from. But, man, like, sometimes that shit, you gotta let that shit rest.
Listen, let's keep it a bean real quick.
Yeah.
Doc won one championship.
Man, I understand.
We talk like this nigga has won multiple ships, dog. One championship.
With a great team.
And has blown more 3-1 leads than he's won championships.
Crazy.
Like, let's keep it a bean. The nigga's not all of that, dog.
Yeah, it's...
He ain't all that.
I don't know. You know, sometimes just be them guys that be around the league for so long that they always will keep giving
it's
the
just
chance.
A familiar name. Once correct. One motherfucker win a coach, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You win one, you like, oh, this nigga's a great coach.
Yeah.
He was a great coach for that group, and it showed right. because they won the chip.
But guess who was the real leaders in them on the court? Paul Pierce and KG.
KG, yeah. That's different, dog.
Yeah.
Like, you may be able – I don't know. Much respect, because I can't go coach no team and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
that ain't my wheelhouse. Yeah. And who am I to be saying niggas ain't no great coach and shit?
Well, we just
but
looking
like,
from
I'm looking
outside.
At it from perspective, outside looking in.
Yeah.
Like, that shit just don't make
don't
no
work.
Sense. It don't make no sense.
Especially recent, because most people, you know, jobs come from recent, what you have done for me now.
Yeah.
And he, like you said, losing 3-1 leads.
Uh-huh.
Not really getting over the hump. So why would you do that instead of getting a new guy that's been around some championship teams with Nick Nurse and stuff like that, a chance. If it's really about the Nassas, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and like I said, he won losing.
Yes.
He wasn't losing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit all got to come down to Giannis probably saying, like, I'm not fucking with him.
Right.
That's what
that's
it had to be that.
It had to be.
It had to be that. Because if it wasn't that, and Giannis was fucking with him, then what else could it be?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It had to be that. But I also look at Dame, and Dame said something too, like, this is my first time coming over to a team in the middle of the season. Like, I got to adjust. It's a new role. He was like, I was going through so much shit.
Yeah, back home
and
all that.
He was like, now I got a training camp. Now I got all the shit under my belt. So, it should be a lot better.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what next year holds. They do need something. They need some pieces. Yeah. I don't know if Chris Middleton was getting off when they was out.
Getting off.
Yeah, he was
surprised to me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he looked like the old Chris Middleton,
for sure.
I don't know if
Brooke a free agent this summer,
you may have to let him go.
Yeah.
Just to free up some bread.
Like Nick Claxton or somebody. I don't know. Never know. Because Brooke making a lot of money. People don't know.
They might trade Bobby Portis.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you got to free up some bread. That's what it boils down to.
And we we got to talk about that shit. We got to talk about that shit, dog. That is crazy. He might really run himself out the league because of some shit like that, dog.
Bro, first of all, throwing the ball at the Fed is wild.
Wild, bro. You is tripping.
You're tripping.
Because they said that they want to keep that shit out the game after the battles in the Palace.
Yeah.
And you could not be doing that. That's like
damn near like Buffalo say on 520 podcast. Shout out to them. Shout out to them like they fuck with us. Let you know, speaking into
existence for sure.
But they say they was like, man, would Draymond get on his pod telling you that you're doing too
so
much?
You're doing too much. Draymond had me weak, though. He was like, come on. He said, Pat, what was you doing? He said, you can't be doing that, Pat.
That nigga Pat just be, he sold Chicago.
That nigga said, are you scratching my pie?
Hey, bro.
I said, this nigga is really tweaking.
Wait, listen. He been doing that all year, though, in fairness.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he been doing that all year. Okay. He been doing that all year. He just did it. Hey, he didn't get banned from ESPN. That was some fabricated shit.
Oh, that was? Okay.
Yeah, fabricated shit. He did not get banned from ESPN. ESPN put out a press thing saying, like, we did not ban Pat Bev, and nor was he ever banned or anything like that. So, like, they, like, cleared the smut up that was thrown on their name and shit. But the lady that was trying to interview him, as a respected journalist, holds a place in ESPN, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So, like, know your audience.
Yeah, man.
Cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? He could have cleaned it up. you know what society look at when it comes to women in different areas of the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what's crazy? He was like, you scratch my pot. She like, no, not me. He's like, okay, cool. You can't interview me.
Yeah, I was like.
But, bro, then she stood there.
Yeah.
With the mic.
All in his face.
He said, hey, yo.
He said, get the mic on.
Get the mic.
I said, this nigga is crazy.
I said,
are you subscribed to my pot?
Hey.
He said, you cannot interview me.
You can't interview me. I'm like, that nigga just had a six-piece from Harold's. He had two.
Come on, man. I said, this nigga is crazy.
That nigga act like he eat gizzards.
Man.
That's what he was on, bro. That's what he was on. Fried okra, nigga.
All that.
He was on that type of time.
He was on that type of time, dog.
But... nonetheless, man, we'll see what the Bucks, what the future has in store for the Bucks.
Yeah.
And Pacers. Then last, well, we'll get to the Pacers. Okay. We'll talk about which one. But Cavs and the Magic.
Yeah.
Entertaining.
At the end. Yeah, like
because
halfway
it's
through.
Seven games.
Yeah.
You like know what I'm saying? Through. Yeah, halfway through. I say game five, it got
real interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Part of this is because Cleveland is just a mess.
Best.
And that's why they got to seven games.
I respect Dono, though.
Yes, I do. He carried
that
them.
Is a hooper.
Burr, yeah. He carried them.
Bucky getter, yeah. For sure.
Putting the ball in the basket when there was no fucking hope for them at all.
Dog, in game six, I literally watched that whole game because he literally started off slow and took over that game. That man scored all 18 points by himself in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It was insane.
From that game to the next game, he scored like the last
points.
Well, he scored, but he had scored like the last 26 points for the Cavs.
Ridiculous.
Or some shit like that.
Ridiculous.
Like
dog.
From the end of that game to the start of the next.
Yeah.
Like that's how much like he had scored.
Yeah.
Over that time.
The only thing is I don't think him and Garland don't really fit together, dog. Garland looked kind of misused, trying to find his rhythm. Cause he really never been in that type of situation of like being a second guy on a playoff team and all that. Mm-hmm. So like it's a different type of edible, bro. And, like, that shit might eat at you, bro. You might be in your head. Max Shrew said that, too.
Everybody can't handle that, though.
Yeah, Max Shrew said that, too.
Everybody doesn't have that. You have to have a certain level of sacrifice when you're trying to get somewhere as a team. You
right.
You know what I'm saying? And when there's egos involved and shit, Darius Garland's still young.
Right.
He got his whole career ahead of
him.
Yes. So, like, when you are in a place where you don't, I'm not saying he doesn't have to sacrifice. Maybe I am going to say he had to sacrifice because I don't know if Cleveland is, like, telling themselves they're going to win a championship.
No,
like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
So, in my mind, it's like, how much of my game am I supposed to sacrifice?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not on no, like, veteran team and we about to win a chip and, like, that's expected. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's when you hear, like, everybody got to sacrifice for the team and shit like that. So, it's like,
I don't think you expect it, but you like, you try to go as far as you can go and see if you can win. But if you do lose, you're not too bad. You're not too upset. But you get to see. They're going to have to make some tough decisions on what road they try to take. Because, in my opinion, it's probably the last round for them. So, yeah, it's just going to be some.
Nigga, your opinion. Everybody's opinion.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. This their last round.
Yes, but
I'd be shocked. If it wasn't.
I get it one game.
I would love it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I give it one game.
We'll
talk about that.
Okay.
But,
yeah, they're going to have to make some decisions. Do they want to see if they can move on from Donald? Is Garland going to be the future for them? Is Mobley going to be the future?
Mobley Allen.
Yeah, you know.
You
got to take your pick. So, like, it's a lot of decisions that they're going to have to make this offseason. And they might have to make them a year early.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to definitely see.
Orlando, though.
Man.
Shout out to Paolo.
Another team.
Yeah,
they past the curve, man.
Yeah.
They ahead of schedule, dog.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
I told you at the beginning of Game 7, I was like, hey, these boys might beat Cleveland ass.
Yeah. Too many guards, though.
Yeah.
That's their downfall.
Oh, yeah.
They have way too many guards. I was feeling how you would be feeling about Cole Anthony this series. The way you was feeling about him, I was feeling about him this series. I was like, you doing a lot of boneheaded kind of stuff.
That nigga is a nut.
Yeah, he be doing a lot. It's the first time I really, like, watched the Magic,
he's
though.
He's a nut, bro.
And really, like, analyze how they play. Like, yeah, dog.
He
goes out there and do some nut things. Yes.
I knew that I wasn't fucking with that nigga.
When
he had the
Tim's
on
in
the dunk contest.
Yeah, I understood.
It was over with.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, this nigga's a nut-ass nigga.
Man, bro.
Sound like I'm from Philly. Sound like a Wallow and Gideon.
For real.
It's a nut-ass nigga.
But no, man, they need a real, surreal guards on that team.
You called it too. They need motherfuckers that can shoot.
Shoot.
They need
shooters. Yeah, they shooters. Because Paolo is needs the ball. Fries needs the ball. Mm-hmm. They both are pick and roll, get downhill. They want to dish it. Mm-hmm. Jalen Suggs, when he off, he off.
Yeah, he can play defense.
Yeah.
He going to make an all-defensive team for sure. For He's 3 and D nigga.
Yeah, for sure.
But streaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wendell Carter, when he off, he off. Yeah. So, like, what you going to do, man? Y'all got to get y'all somebody over there that can help Paolo and Franz be more efficient and more exactly what they need, catch and shoot.
I've been saying this before the reports today.
Yeah.
And JJ can attest.
Yeah, for sure you have.
Insert Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
I can see Klay over there.
Because you got to worry about that.
Yeah, you mentioned Trey.
Trey Young, yes.
D-Lo.
D-Lo, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a little scuttlebutt about D-Lo.
Yeah. Like, that's the type of players they need.
Yeah, all those guys are shooters.
Yeah.
They can shoot that thing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I think they, all three of them will be great fits around both of those two dudes.
I agree.
But those are two young superstars. I'll say superstars. Yeah,
they got that shit, man. So, like, when it comes to, like,
and having this experience at this young age, they kind of like Boston with that, get that experience at a very young age. They both in like year two or three, so
yeah, it's
sky the limit.
It's huge. It's huge. I'm fucking with them. I was gonna say the long way, but Paul,
come on.
Shit. Okay, see in the fails. Okay, so you made quick work of the boys.
Quick.
If Zion wouldn't have got hurt, man, they'd have been straight.
Been different. What'd he say? Chuck said, send their ass to Galveston.
Galveston, Texas.
Send one of that dirty,
that dirty ass water. That dirty ass beach.
He said, that nigga's quit. They did quit, dog. CJ got to go too, man.
That
experiment is over with, dog. And I fucked with CJ. Dog.
He was with Dave in Portland. I was fucking with him. But CJ got to go.
He can go to Orlando, too.
Yeah, I was going to say CJ be good on Orlando.
Yeah.
But don't let him be the point guard.
No, hell no.
No. He can't be the point guard.
He needs to be the two for sure.
Yeah, can't be the point guard.
That experiment is over with, David Griffin. That shit over with, dog.
And he a good leader.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got a decision to make with B.I.
Yeah.
You know, like, what does Zion need?
He in that same boat
of
being injured too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all them niggas.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something in that New Orleans cooking, nigga. Maybe they eating too much of that shit.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. But they got decisions to make.
Yeah.
Mavs and Clippers. Hey, the Mavs.
Let me tell you something, man.
I want everybody to apologize, and I will be the first one.
I'll be the second.
Kyrie Irving.
Oh, no. I told y'all, man, just because Kyrie was doing all the bullshit off the court.
Bro.
He's a killer.
That nigga is a masterful.
he's a killer.
Basketball player.
Dude. Man, bro.
You know when you go to IG and they got, like, the piano music playing behind
Erykah
them.
Badu.
Yeah, oh, boy.
It's so perfect. Yeah. All that, man.
Bruh, when you hit and you see it, boom, boom. Ooh. Stay there. When you see that.
Yeah, man.
And you like, oh. To the hole. Oh, 4-5.
Oh, right. Bro, the shot in the quarter was crazy.
Bruh.
You can't tell me, man. That man's a killer. He's a killer on that court, dog.
Yo.
And the dog, he had 2 points at half.
Bruh.
Come
on. Put some respect on Kyrie.
Yeah, with 30 plus? Come on,
bro. Bro, put some respect on his name, man.
Come on, man.
That team.
Nasty.
They nasty.
DJ Washington and Gafford was perfect.
Perfect pickups.
Perfect.
Perfect pickups. And we gave them a grade A.
And we've been talking about this for how long? we said they needed them type of players.
Players, yeah.
Because we used to always say Siakam. Mm-hmm. We don't get Siakam. He'll fit perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Man, PJ Gafford, perfect fit for them boys, man.
Yep. And PJ protecting shit.
Yeah, man. That's how you're supposed to do it. Yeah.
Ain't nobody touch 77.
Be that bully. Take that over that bully role on the team. Everybody need one.
Yeah.
So,
Clippers.
It's over with.
I don't even know what to say.
I'm so disappointed in them. I can't lie. They just can't get over the hump. I know Kawhi hurt.
Because you know they gave Kawhi the extension.
Yeah.
I'm like, did they get the wrong person the extension?
Nah, none of them niggas deserve no extensions. None of them.
Hey, only
niggas, if you can't
play, I need to extend the brace or that knee, nigga.
Them shits ain't growing. How long?
I'm just playing. On his locks, nigga. That's crazy.
But no, man, Kawhi always hurt. PG got hurt. And like, dog, you talking, like we said at the beginning, you turned out all these extensions for little less than max deals, and you go out and have one of the worst performances in the playoffs that you've had since you've been in Indiana.
And the Where's Waldo?
Yes.
Joint, for sure.
Playoff P, never fails.
Yeah, never fails.
It's crazy.
I am in playoff and Embiid is like the same person.
Yes, it's crazy.
I don't even know what this team could do to get better.
They can't. That's really, like, they really can't. I don't understand the direction they're going to go into because everybody a free agent.
I'm going to tell you this. They're going to have to do something.
Russ say he go. Russ go.
Yeah, Russ got to go.
Harden go? Where he going to go?
I think they're going to sign Harden. Yeah. That's what I think.
I don't think PG.
I think PG
Orlando or he in Philly. What are the two? I think Philly. I believe they're more Philly.
Out of them four? Yeah. Harden and Kawhi stand.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Because they need motherfuckers for that new arena.
Yeah.
They need to create that hype. It's right. Harden and Kawhi stand.
Yeah.
Russ and PG gone. For sure.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind. I'd be shocked if the only PG gonna go to the Lakers.
I seen that today, dog. I've been seeing that today.
PG might go to the Lakers.
And I feel like that's the last resort if they can't get one of these guards that they want. Like, if they can't get a Dono or they can't get a Trae Young, I can see them moving towards PG.
But I don't like Donovan Mitchell on the Lakers.
I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, because they thinking post-LeBron. LeBron not going to be there for too much.
But you think Dono and AD going to get some shit done?
I don't. But that's what they've been saying. Those been the two rumored dudes that they've been looking at is Dono and Trae Young. And then, like you said, I've been hearing as of today about PG and the Lakers. Mm. So we gonna see where they go, but man, I don't know. It's just, I feel like that was another failed plan. Another team that failed that everybody had high hopes for when they first came to LA. They never could get over the hump, bro. Like that 3-1 loss to the Nuggets destroyed any of their chances.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah, speaking of another team that's destroyed or burnt out,
yeah,
the Suns.
Well, we said this too. They need a damn point guard.
Bro, they've been needing a point guard. The minute they signed Bradley Beal, they need a point guard.
But they said the owner trying to have too much say-so, and he don't know shit about basketball.
No, he don't know shit about basketball.
Yep.
Matt Ishbia.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Stay in the realty business, brother.
Yeah,
they hire you some people that know what they talking about.
Yeah.
Like, and let it go.
Yeah.
Like, and
you heard what James Jones said?
Mm.
He said that he felt like they optimized KD the best out of any team that he's been on. That's what he said.
I don't agree with KD saying he felt like he was regulated to just the corner, because I don't believe that. I don't think that's the case.
I can say from the games I saw in the playoffs, there was a lot of standing in the corner by KD.
You feel that?
I seen it.
Okay, I mean,
he was sitting in the corner a lot during the playoffs, especially at the end of the game. But they were one of the worst fourth quarter teams in the regular season.
Yeah, I'm like, here's my thing though, dog. Like, you tell Book, like, don't worry, I'm gonna get mine.
Yeah,
and you gonna let Book go cook for 40 and shit.
And you gonna sit your ass in the corner?
You gonna purposely sit your ass?
Right.
Speak the fuck up. But like, you know what I'm saying? And cool, that's not KD. Yeah. Okay, great. We know that. Like, that's all right. Like, whatever.
Uh huh.
Like, but at some point, dog. The season on the line, nigga. Dog. Like, at some point, it's just like, KD, your legacy on the line, dog. Like, your legacy's on the line.
But he already think his legacy is cemented already. He been said that.
Mm.
You feel me? Mm. So, like, he think he one of the GOATs. He said that himself. You feel me?
I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, because I fuck with KD.
Yeah, I'm not.
And I think I fuck with KD, and I want to see him have some some success.
Yeah.
He's had no success after leaving Golden State. He's had no success.
And that's why everybody keep talking about
it. Yeah, it's like, nigga, force the success. Yeah. Like, speak the fuck up and force the success.
That's not his personality, though.
Yeah, nigga. Whatever.
And I was told my homies this, like,
it wasn't my personality either, but yeah. I'm loud and proud in this motherfucker.
I say some dudes just have a Robin type of mindset. You know, Like, he seems like the perfect role for him was when he was second option to Steph Curry.
And that's cool, dog. But
you a killer. You supposed to be a killer. You supposed to be easy buddy sniper.
I'm not putting no spot on my man name, but you can't be no killer with a Robin mindset.
No. But that's what it looks like to me every time some shit go down.
I usually
won't
let you talk crazy like that.
I'm just saying. That's what we've been seeing since he left.
That's what we've been seeing. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
We only see that one series when, what was that? Versus the Bucks.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Yeah, that was the only time that we really see him like, was like, okay, like, I really want to go win this motherfucker. But other than that, dog, he really just be chilling, man. And now they got decisions to make because Bradley Beal stuck over there because that contract is horrible.
No.
Yeah, where you going?
He stuck there because of that no trade clause.
Yeah.
That shit's still in the play.
Yeah.
When they signed him, they didn't say, okay, cool, we're going to sign you, but that no trade clause out of here. They let him keep that shit.
$54 million next year.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
You talk about highway robbery. Now.
Yeah.
You talk about Tobias Harris.
There's a lot of dudes making a lot of money that shouldn't be making money like
it's
that.
It's a motherfucking stick up.
Man, as your third option, making $54 million is crazy.
Bro.
Crazy. And they're stuck.
It's they're the first stuck. Options that don't make $54 million.
Bro, they're stuck.
They're fucked.
Yeah,
they're fucked.
They don't have any first round picks after, I think, this year until like 2030.
Royally, brother.
Yeah.
Royally.
Yeah. They're going to have to give up D Book. This will have to come down to D Book.
They're going
to have
to trade KD.
You think he's going to ask for another one?
I don't think so. Because I think he's way too worried about like what that looked like.
Right.
But they're going to have to trade KD. If Bradley Beal, though, might waive his trade clause and be like, all right, I'm gone. He might do that.
It depends on what teams that are. He got to find out what team is interested in him.
Miami.
I don't see Pat Riley on that no more.
I don't either.
I don't think Pat, they really do nothing when he was available. So
you don't need him in Philly.
Nah, he don't have no home for him. Might as well go back to Washington.
That's what
he has no home.
Brooklyn?
Yeah, that's another team that he's going to be just like Washington.
Brooklyn? Try to get Mikael Bridges back. Cam Johnson? One of them. Try to get one of them niggas
back. One of them, but you ain't getting Mikael back.
No, you can get Cam Johnson back.
See, I still don't do
that. Trade him to the Pistons. I'm like, trade everybody to the Pistons. You can get something from the Pistons.
Shit,
Pistons
somebody. Man.
Shit, trade him to the Clippers. No, I'm talking crazy.
No, you just saying. I was like, no, you just saying shit. Nah.
Nuggets and Lakers.
What I expected. Herbie, but it's what I expected. Just because, like, dog, they only led, like, 20 minutes the whole series.
Yeah, the Nuggets?
Yeah.
Bro, y'all should have won that shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It just can't close out games.
They can't close out games,
too
brother.
Many mishaps on defense of just, like, lazy shit, like. Backdoor cuts. You know they love backdoor cutting, and y'all just miss it backdoor cut. So, like, it's just, it's a lot of stuff that, what I expect to happen, and I'm not surprised at all, but they could have got up with them boys, bro.
I will say this. AD came to play all year, dog.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah, Brian did too. They both played over 65 games. So.
Yeah, they came to hoop.
Yeah.
And it just boiled down to just inconsistency.
From everybody else.
Yeah, 100%.
It was Austin couldn't Reeves, get right, yeah, could get right. Going.
D-Lo got good in the second half. And then when it came to the playoffs, he was just too inconsistent.
You're right.
Rui did all that fucking work over the summer.
Yeah.
Inconsistent.
Vando never was coming back. He kept saying he coming back. Never came back. So it's just like, who really to blame? And I'm gonna say what I told you. It's Palinka.
Oh yeah, it's Rob.
It's Rob. It's
definitely
like,
Rob.
I'm not a Darvin Ham fan because to me he don't make adjustments. But
if everybody was being consistent,
it would be different.
It would be different because Bud didn't make adjustments either. But they got one out of them.
Yeah, like, so and it's like, I'm not gonna lie. It's just like. Darvin was the scapegoat, but I feel like he actually rubbed players the wrong way too. Like it's a lot of stories from different players saying that like they wasn't rocking with you know Darvin and the way he coaches, the way he was like not making adjustments. They were saying that. So
well, I mean, this it's plenty of it's a couple of clips with Brian.
Brian said, "Give me the board.
Give me the board.
I said, whoa. I got it.
Damn. Okay, Space Jam.
Yeah. But we actually seen a video of Darvin trying to write a play, and he literally could not write a play. Literally wasted a whole timeout and did not write anything on the board.
Hey, man. All so, I can tell you, ain't no more pork on your fork.
Nah. I don't know what the direction we going to go in, man.
But they
know.
Fired the whole coaching the staff. Whole so even staff. Handy gone.
That's what day. I said. That's crazy. I said, what's going on?
But, I mean, shit. Technically, is LeBron a free agent? Or he's got the opt-in joint?
He had a player option, but they said he thinking about going an unrestricted route because he hasn't been a free agent in so long.
You think he go?
I said, right now it's 50-50.
I'm not, he go, he trying to see what they're going to do.
Yeah, he really want to see what type of moves they going to make and who they can bring over there to really help. Because I think he's really tired of wasting good years.
Yeah, but LeBron tired of carrying a fucking team. He ready to, like, just be, like, man, I could be the number three option in this bitch. Like, I'm cool with that.
Nigga, I ain't going to lie. I don't know how it fit.
Talk to me.
But my dark horse team for him is the Mavs, dog. Because Kyrie already was trying to recruit him to Dallas.
That would be crazy.
Crazy. Bron would be cool with that, too. Like, Luka can shoot. Bron, I really don't care about not having the ball no more. Like, Bron can play all ball now. Like, he's cool with playing all ball. When they was playing, the Lakers playing some of their best basketballs when he was playing all ball with Austin Reeves. So, like, he can really do that.
Hmm. Interesting.
I can see that be a dark horse team where he's like, man, I want to go win. Y'all some young guns. I know how Kyrie want me to play. I know how he play. Like, I can see them being a dark horse.
I just
want
somebody passionate. I just want to come in this bitch and be cool.
Cool, right. Like, I can just
turn it up when I need to turn it up.
Yeah, if y'all need me to turn it up, close out a game or something, close out a half or something, I'll go ahead and do it. But, like, Brian can, like, Luka, sit down. Now it's Brian's show. Now Brian and Kyrie on the court. Luka, rest it. Brian, go sit out. Luka, come back in. That would be a problem.
The Mavs would be the ones to do it.
Yeah. Mark Cuban would definitely be the one to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
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 Don't be surprised, man. If he really, like, thinking about leaving or the Knicks.
The Knicks would be crazy.
He always wanted to play at MSG.
The Knicks would be crazy.
He always wanted to play at MSG. He has stated this multiple times. Always.
What about the Bulls? No, I'm just fucking with you.
Nobody coming here.
So with we in purgatory. Coming this bitch,
we in purgatory, yeah, dog. We ain't getting nobody.
Nobody care about these.
Not at all.
Take a second break away from basketball, man.
Yeah.
This shit getting too much, man.
Yeah.
These two niggas dropping songs like. Crazy.
Where's the proof? Where's the receipts?
Yeah, nigga, like,
y'all just a whole lot of he say, she say.
And then the Drake them, the fantasy, nigga, false info, talking about you got a daughter, all this shit, bruh.
Bro, how you fed? I don't understand how you feed fake info about you being what Kendrick was calling him.
Bruh.
That don't make sense to me.
All I'm saying is this. This shit gets stupid.
Yeah.
To me.
But they both camps said they done, so.
Okay, well, if they both done, they done. Like, thank y'all. We got 8 songs out, y'all motherfuckers, that we can bop to. We can go back and listen and shit. But, like, this shit getting old. It's getting old.
Yeah, like, it you was.
Know, like, I'm not trying to. It's literally just niggas talking to a beat about dirty laundry and shit. Like, that's cool.
Like, but they talk about. Tweets, dog.
Yeah, like
they
bruh,
read tweets
I
out to each other.
I
want to
hear who the fucking best rapper is. That's right. What I'm worried about. That's it.
That shit got real critical. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it got sticky. I'm like, oh, okay, niggas.
I don't know
what
to say
down on
now.
Kids and all this. Like, what are we doing, bro? Like, then the nigga was like, oh, you only said that because you got blessed in this shit. Whoa, bro.
They said Drake, he ain't never say that in the song. They said Drake, he ain't never say that in the song.
Like, what are we talking about?
So they was like, what information you getting?
Like, bro, what are we talking about? That nigga said, Mama I.
Right.
Mama I. Bro, this shit is.
He talking about crazy. Dave Free. He said why your girl follow your manager? She ain't following you.
Yeah, but why she not following Mr. Morale?
Yeah, you ain't seen your kids in 6 months. How do niggas know
I'm
all
like,
this?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, how you finding this out?
Right, like
then this nigga Kendrick ain't confident. I'm like, nigga, all right, come on, man.
Hey,
come
that on. Not like is a bop though. Hey,
that shit cracking. You know what I'm saying? That shit cracking. Yeah. Well, you know, no discount, my boy. Drop.
Yeah.
Hey, that shit go crazy.
I was like, they both was going hard.
I was really, really trying to keep it PG. Hey, that nigga was going crazy.
They both was going crazy, dog.
He's fast though, A$AP Rocky. He said, Rakim tried to talk shit so much you hit my baby mama. Do the math, nigga. Do the timeline. Who was I hitting when you was hitting my baby mama? I was right. Like, oh,
yeah,
nigga,
for real. Like, nigga, you tripping.
No, the real. He going crazy. Talking about he didn't hit the big fat forehead Trinidad.
Yo, come on, man.
Let me stop. Get off of y'all ass. I ain't know that. Y'all gonna have time to the pole.
Man, come on now. You'll get stoned.
Yeah, you know, I ain't even on that. You know, they
don't play by Riri.
On the real, I'm gonna have to get up under an umbrella. No, like. Round two, man. Yeah. Transitioning into that. Mm-hmm. Boston and the Cavs, my brother. What are you looking forward to in this particular series?
Not a damn thing. This will be 4-1. Gentlemen sweep. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna give you no long explanation or nothing.
All I'm gonna say is Porzingis hurt.
Yeah, but Jared Allen hurt.
There we go.
Yeah, so.
All right, yeah, we already know what's gonna happen with
that. We
know. Indiana Knicks.
Knicks. That's gonna be like 6 games, though. I don't think people don't sleep on the Pacers.
I'm not sleeping on the Pacers.
Now. They up right now.
They still up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Uh huh.
What's the score?
68-64.
I think this is going to be back. This is going to be a Philly and New York.
Like, it's not going to be easy.
Nah. And you know what? New York will give up a lead and all that shit, too. Like, on top of that.
Uh-huh.
So, like, and they have spurts where their offense kind of go cold a little bit. Them boys be tired.
This is all about.
Tibbs be working their ass. Yeah. Them motherfuckers be playing 48.
50,
you know what
Josh Hart be playing 51 minutes a night.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
That's ridiculous.
But Josh Hart said, man, we get paid to play basketball. That's the fuck I'm doing. You know? And these niggas kind of young. They know. But I think that the Knicks got a grit and grind to them that Indiana just don't got yet.
Like what we said before the pod, like when we was just talking, they don't play defense. So I want to see if they can make some stops at crunch time.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you already know what you say, your boy Bruno, he gonna close out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I ain't gonna lie, they surprised me because they was closing out games too, though, in the first series.
Yeah. You know what? I think the matchup is gonna be if OG can hold Siakam. Because I'm pretty sure that's who's sticking.
Probably.
Siakam.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
If Siakam can't get off, if Siakam can't get off, it's gonna be a different animal.
Yeah, he started off slow today. I think he had 0 points at half.
Yeah. So if OG can lock his ass up, it's over with.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
How I feel.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, it's over with. Mavs and OKC. This gonna be a good one.
Yeah, but you see what OKC did? They said the surrounding states you cannot purchase tickets.
Oh, they not fucking with them.
No,
they say it's only us.
Yes,
it's us.
It says OKC.
Hey, yo, listen,
that's crazy.
I love the fact that they left old girl on national TV and went to go fuck with. They we barking in this bitch.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
But I love it even more that you say, hey, can't nobody else cover this hole except for us.
I said, wow. Okay, I was like,
I'm fucking with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, this is crazy.
Hey, look, they bet on themselves.
Yeah.
OKC is exactly what we have been saying.
Yeah.
That teams need to do. Be patient.
Yeah.
They have been patient.
That's Presti, though.
Yeah, that's Presti.
That's
play
Presti.
The long game.
That's what
dog.
He always do.
Yeah, play the
he
long
does
game.
That. Yeah.
Play the long game. That's how you deal with Russ, Harden, and KD.
Yeah.
That's how he was able to build this team.
Yeah.
Now they got a bunch of assets no matter what happened
no matter
in this
what.
Fucking
playoffs.
They got playoffs,
like 20 first round picks. It's crazy.
It's up. They got the ability to was it? No, it was Orlando that had the ability to make $60 million in cap room, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is crazy. But they got so many pieces
that
they can still keep their core.
Right,
still got good pieces around. You got Isaiah Joe. You could probably move him. You could still move Giddey.
Yeah.
You know
Aaron
what I'm saying?
Wiggins, they got some run out of Aaron Wiggins this year.
Yeah,
legit, he been playing a point sometimes when Shake him off the court. So, like.
Yeah, they got plenty of options
to
move shit. So,
yeah. Who you got, though? It's going to go seven, dog.
I think it's going to go seven, too.
My mind tells me one thing.
My mind is telling me the Mavs. That's my mind.
My gut telling me the Mavs. My mind telling me OKC.
OKC?
Yeah.
But I think my heart wants OKC to win.
I kind of want to see Luka. If he can get to a final, dog. I really want to see if him and Kyrie can get to a final.
How fitting would it be if it's Boston against the Mavs?
Woo!
That would be nuts.
Crazy.
That would be crazy.
Crazy.
But I don't know.
I don't know.
I really can't.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna be bad.
I don't even want to pick. Just toss up for me.
I'm not even gonna be bad at either or.
Yeah, just toss up for me. I don't know. I can't call it.
Man.
I really can't call it. Move on to the next one. Wolves and Nuggets.
I got the T-Wolves, dog.
I got the Wolves,
bro. That's my team this year since the Lakers is done. I'm not going to lie. Like, dog, they are them, bro. I am a huge Ant fan, man. Ant will be my favorite player once Brown retire. Like, it's cemented, dog.
I have been very big on Shea all year.
Uh-huh.
And I have been very big on Ant.
Yeah.
This is why I want OKC to beat the Mavs, because I want to see Shea and Ant go at it, because I think that would be just
perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Like a perfect world of like
the young guns.
The battle of the next.
Yeah.
But I don't mind Luka.
Yeah.
There's only one thing that I don't want to see. I don't want to see the Nuggets go past this round, nigga.
Yeah. I got the T-Wolves, dog. They match up.
Yeah.
They match up, dog. Yeah.
I was listening to 520 with Rondo.
Yeah.
Okay. Rondo was talking about his time in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Boogie and AD playing together.
Right.
And he said, you know who's on the bench? And he's like, who? He said, Finchie.
Wow.
He said, and they was like, oh, shit. Jeff Teague was like, that shit makes sense.
Yeah.
That's why he know how to fucking play
right
with Cat and Rudy.
Yeah. He was like, that's why they getting the most out of them like that.
He's like, because he was coaching AD and Boogie.
Boogie, yeah.
It makes so much sense right now.
Yeah, because we did not think this was going to work out. No. Everybody thought that was a bad combination of two players. We was like, man, what is they doing? They gave him all those picks. But they're making everybody look like they was the wrong. And we was dumb, you know?
Rudy Gobert looked like Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. He looked like Utah Jazz when he was coming up, like killing. Man. 14 points, 12, 13 rebounds a game.
And you know the difference?
What?
He got niggas on the wing that can defend now.
Yes.
He did not have that in Utah.
No, he did not.
There was no Jaden McDaniels. Nope. There was no Ant.
And guarding your best player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All he need to do, take care of the paint.
Yeah.
Help side defense, all that shit. That's all he need to do.
Yeah.
And that's the difference maker. That's why these niggas, I think they're like top three in the league in defense. Orlando's number five. I know that for sure.
I seen a clip from the first game. Jamal Murray walked up to Ant. He said, oh, you guarding me today? He said, oh, this is going to be fun. Ant said, hell yeah. So, that's it. I said, oh, yeah. I said, oh, yeah. I said, this nigga Ant a dog.
Yeah.
Went down next possession, scored. He said, yeah, to the crowd. I said, oh, yeah. This nigga's different.
I seen the clip he said. They was like, oh, yeah, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He's like,
yeah.
He was like, yeah, that's my brother.
Uh-huh.
That's what Ed said. He said, yeah, that's my brother. I love him.
Uh-huh.
He said, I want to tear his head off.
Right.
I said, let's go, nigga.
It is a dog, nigga. I said, I love that type of energy, bro. Like, yeah, I got love for him, but we trying to win. I got to give my team to win. He told Cat. Motherfucker, just stop fouling.
Just stop fouling.
Man.
And play it simple. Yeah. Can't say. Okay.
He's like, stop little broing me. That's what he said. Stop fouling. Yeah, bro.
Literally.
They listen to that nigga. I told you that. I said this 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started the pod, I said, once they get them keys over the end, they're going to be all good.
Bro. And it's crazy because You never hear Ant say, I'm the man on his team.
Oh, he give respect to everybody.
Everybody. But he said, my teammates. Mm-hmm. He said, Cat the best player on the floor.
Yeah.
He said, when Cat in the game,
yes,
we are thriving. He said, the nigga got to stay in the game. Yeah. He said, Cat the best player out there. He could do everything.
Stretching the floor, all that. Yeah. He blocking shots. He getting rebounds, everything right now. He even getting assists right now.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
I was not expecting this, dog.
Bro, the niggas.
Their whole team
younger
though,
than
like,
you.
Like seven. That's what I'm saying. Like they like 7-8 deep though. That's like really good basketball playing right now. They like, all playing good basketball.
TJ said something the other night. He was like, man, when they made that turnover, between Mike Conley and they made a turnover and shit. And he was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And then I say, but you see the difference?
Right.
Last year,
yeah,
I told TJ, I was like, you cussed out the Wolves so much last year. He was all on the Wolves because he liked it.
Yeah.
And I said, you see the difference though. Last year they would have made that mistake and they would have crumbled.
Right.
They would have let Denver come back.
Yeah.
I said, but they stayed, they made a mistake,
yeah,
realized what they did, and kept going.
Right.
Like and didn't look back and was able to bust their ass.
Yeah.
I said, that's the difference. And people don't realize the growth that we seen out of Minnesota.
Correct.
We still saying, like you said, right in the beginning of the pod.
Yeah.
One more year.
Yeah.
They got one more year. Right. They got 1 month.
I don't see it. I think they could win it this year.
And I said, I don't know, man. The Wolves, I feel like, have been through it. They've made the mistakes.
Yeah.
They've made the mistake. Even this year with Finch, he was like, that's terrible basketball. When, Cat scored 60 or something.
Cat scored 60. He was like, we was trying to feed him the ball. Mm-hmm. We wasn't playing smart. He was like, we was playing dumb as hell.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, that's our fault. We got to do better. He said, we're better than that.
Yep. And lo and behold, you getting a taste of what better than that looks like.
None of them niggas blame nobody.
No.
That's not the type of team they are.
And shout out to Mike Conley, too.
Yeah. They said they want to do it for him.
The veteran presence.
Yeah.
There. That's a stand-up veteran.
That's why you got that extension.
Yes. Yes. That's why you got that bread. Yeah. I'm very excited for the rest of the playoffs, dog.
Yes.
Because I think that as we got sweeps and shit like that, but like.
There were blowouts for sure.
Uh-huh. But I think it was still exciting because you saw the tide change.
Yeah.
You started to see like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Ant just said, KD, my favorite player.
And he going at his neck.
And put him out of his misery pretty much, right?
Yeah.
You see the battle between the Pelicans and OKC. Everybody disrespected OKC.
Yeah.
I don't think they get it. Nah. They swept them boys. They know what's up.
We ain't even talk about the dog on that team, too.
Yeah.
J-Dub.
Yeah.
J-Dub is a dog. J-Dub is a dog. Bro, I said he can do everything. He said we'll look up in three, four years, he one of the best players in the league.
Yeah, and he don't even look like he could be a best player in the league. He look like a football player.
Yeah.
But he be hooping.
Hooping, man.
Like, I'm very excited, like, for the rest of the playoffs, man. And I said this a couple of minutes ago. I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Advance. I just don't think they team ain't no smuddle like their name. They team not like they was before.
Nah, not like last year. It's just Jokic is really just that nigga.
I'm over.
I ain't going to lie. He is that nigga.
Because I really still don't think he that nigga like
that. No, he really is, bro. Because he really be doing stuff like, oh, he's 7 foot tall. He's doing this type of stuff.
I respect it.
Yeah.
I respect it, dog.
MPJ playing for his legacy.
Hey, MPJ, like, all my brothers ain't shit.
Man, dog, that is crazy.
Dad, you ain't raised no. All my brothers
none
ain't shit.
None of them
shit.
Niggas got whoopings. That's why
I heard. Hey, none of them niggas shit except for me.
Man.
I'm the favorite. If he don't come out the favorite,
I don't know who else
will. And he still be on pod talking to porn stars and shit, living his life, nigga. But that nigga be out there hooping.
Yeah.
And I go back years ago. Couple years when we was like, why the fuck y'all give MPJ a max contract?
Yeah.
That don't make no damn sense.
Yeah.
But he's showing up.
Yeah, man. And like everybody thought he was done because of them back injuries. He been solid, bro.
Hey, I told y'all, fuck the back when he got drafted. I said, he cold, though. He cold.
Man, the Bulls could have had him.
Man, you feel me? The Bulls could have did a lot of shit, but you know.
I'm just saying,
that's
though.
It's just life.
Yeah, it's life.
Jamal Murray might be a key if he can't.
Go.
Yeah.
Like, if he can't go,
he gotta be. He gotta be on, cause this ain't gonna be no slouch.
The way he was, it was killing that man. They had to switch.
Yeah.
He was killing that man.
Kate, I don't know nobody on the Nuggets
who can who messing
that,
with Ant.
They're not going to be able to guard that.
No, bro. They're not messing with Ant, bro. And if you try to put Aaron Gordon on him, he going to be in so much foul trouble.
Bro, anytime Ant talking to Kawhi crazy, calling him an old-ass nigga.
Yeah, bro. Them niggas don't stand a chance.
He see OKC. Lou Dort might put some clamps on his ass a little bit. They got some motherfucker.
Another strong
Yeah, little strong nigga. Motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Dort could put some clamps on him. But ain't nobody else.
Maybe JB. Jaylen Brown might give him a little fits.
Yeah. OG could give him fits.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody else really fucking with that boy like that.
Nah, not
that's
at all.
Nobody that's really fucking with him like not left at all. In the playoffs.
And he's gonna have your ass in foul trouble if you think he's not gonna get downhill to the hole.
Bro.
So
listen.
Like I said, Ant is a problem, man.
Hey, kudos to Anthony Edwards. His mama called man, look, I'm not calling him Anthony, man. His mama named Anthony. I'm gonna call that nigga Anthony.
For sure.
Final thoughts.
Man.
Well, we get up out of here.
I'm just going to say it now. I got Wolves and Boston in the finals. Mm. I'm saying now. So
we
a couple episodes away, but I'm saying it right now, dog.
I wish Julius Randle was playing because I would probably take the Knicks over Boston.
Okay.
I ain't going to lie to you.
Yeah.
But the way it's shaping out, it should be Boston.
Yeah.
Fuck. I ain't going to make my prediction.
Yeah, okay.
I got to see first.
I got to see.
You know what?
I got the T-Wolves.
You know what I almost said?
What?
I want the T-Wolves to make it to the finals. I will be on record and I will say I want the T-Wolves in the finals.
They going to make it, dog.
But if it could be Boston and the Mavs, brother.
It could. That's the only other team. I really don't think OKC can beat.
I don't want to be so quick to put no smut on their name either, though. Because I feel like they might be able to do something.
Can they beat the T-Wolves? I don't know.
They small.
Yeah.
They small.
Yeah.
They small.
Chet gonna be in foul trouble.
Yeah, they small.
Yeah.
They small. That's the one thing. They small.
That's like a bad. It's just because it's bad a bad matchup. Yeah.
Bad matchup.
Yeah.
Dallas can get with the Wolves, though.
Mm.
I mean, Derek Lively, Gafford.
Yeah.
It ain't like they stretching Gafford out. He ain't got to go out to take no stretch four. He could guard Rudy.
Who guarding what's it called? Who guarding Cat? Because PJ been playing the foe.
There you go.
Yeah, it's just like they are a matchup problem.
They don't have an answer for Ant either.
No. That's what I'm saying.
They don't have an answer for Ant.
Hell
Kyrie might be their best.
What's up with Tim Hardaway?
Man, Tim Hardaway ass, man.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, is he like that's just another body?
Yeah, just another body. Another
they can throw at that nigga.
No.
So and Kleber out might be out for the whole rest of the playoffs.
Yeah, Kleber fucked up. Max Kleber, he fucked up.
Yeah,
it's over with. That nigga shoulder fell out.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I saw that shit live.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
That's all weird.
He always fall wild and shit like that, though.
Yeah, there's all these big motherfuckers just clumsy.
Just goofy.
Yeah.
Goofy shit.
Yeah. That's
trying to jump over niggas and shit. I was like, bro, you don't even get down like that, bro.
Bro, you can't. You barely can dunk.
Nigga doing rib grazers.
Hey, I'm gone, nigga. This nigga rib grazers.
Hey, yo. You know, Diddy.
You know, 2K when you make
that's what I'm saying. 56 in the dunk. They talking about off one or off two.
Rim grazers is crazy. Nigga, I'm out of here. Nigga, we go. We're gone. I don't even know the button. Something play. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Hey, yo. I don't know what's going on. I'm over it.
Nigga said, that shit crazy. Why ain't no sound coming out this bitch? I'm done. Cut it off. We're done.
We got
it. Peace.